You guys, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
It's free. Shocking that Esther, that's what you were about to say, right?
Yes, it's free.
It's always number one on our list.
It's free. Everyone wants to freaking start a podcast. This is the easiest way. We're about to tell you. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
And they will distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all of the platforms, basically.
Also, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's the best.
I mean, imagine that. That's like the lowest, that's low pressure.
Everything you need.
With Anchor.
Everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Just download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hi, you guys. I am coming on the road. Get tickets at esteronice.com. I'm coming to New York, Florida. I'm coming to San Francisco, Portland. You guys know where to go. Esteronice.com for tickets, and go to sleepoverbyester.com to check out the new drop that is so cute. We have 100% recycled t-shirts, so nobody can tell me I'm a bad person. Well, you still can, but it'll be harder.
Hello, Sluggies. I am back on tour. You can see me this weekend, August 27th and 28th at the Hartford Funny Bone in Connecticut, September 7th and 8th at the Zanies in Chicago, Cleveland, Ohio at Hilarities, September 9th through 11th, the Life is Beautiful Festival in Las Vegas, Nevada, September 18th and 19th, Raleigh, North Carolina at Goodnight, September 23rd through 25th. Can't wait to see you guys. It's been absolutely amazing. All right, I missed you this episode, but I will see you on the next. And Esther does touch my vagina, so you're going to want to see that one.
Kalila has a pair of underwear that was mine.
Well, that's weird to share that. Why does she have your old underwear? That seems weird.
It was a gift 2 years ago on my birthday.
What the fuck is my tee that
you gifted her old underwear?
She gifted me her panties from when she was
high school,
yeah. Are you jealous, Esther?
Wait, I am, because I feel like I know what they are and I want them. Are they the ones with the band?
Soft. They're blue and white. Tiny band here.
You give me a pair like that once.
These were Superman, right?
Superman, oh, okay. Yeah.
And they had a hole in them, probably where I had been scratching my vagina.
Okay, also, one thing I was thinking on the way over here is your Instagram handle is Jenna Jimenez. I really think, I don't want to flex. I think I gave you that name. And you gave me Esther Monster, which
I
is
I did give you Esther. You might have given
me
I
think
Jenna
I was
Jimenez.
The first person to say Jenna Jimenez.
I want to go ahead and say you name Donut as well.
I sure
Jenna did, yeah.
Did.
Yeah. We were all sitting there and we're like, it should be a dessert. And everyone was naming desserts. And then Jenna said Donut. And I was like, that's it.
Also, though, she's the only person who's been able to submit Julio. Julio, we have a weird dog named Julio.
Oh, I was just thinking of a guy in high school named Julio who once made fun of me for wearing glitter eyeshadow, and you just triggered it. So I'm just gonna calm
down. Did you fight
back?
Come on.
No, but this is my moment. Julio, you were wrong. Actually, you were right. Glitter eyeshadow is lame.
No, there aren't many redeemable Julios, because my dog Julio is quite the monster, except I think Jenna broke him because you humped him back one time.
Yeah, I sure did. It's like my thing.
No.
Like, it's a training
what
technique that I made up.
Okay.
Like,
tell us.
Because a dog, that's it. Like, when a dog is humping you, what are you nervous
Julio is
about?
A troubled dog.
How?
He likes no one.
So show me, like, if I'm the dog.
Okay.
Like, let's say, first I'm going to hump you.
Yeah, just come up, like, on my leg.
That's how you hump?
That is the problem. She said.
Esther?
You go to hunt me, and then I go.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yes, I did. I grabbed him and went. And then it was like everything was fine.
Ever since then, he's just like
what?
He bends the knee when he sees
when he
her.
Said hi to me yesterday, he did a thing where he twisted his body.
And he was like.
Yeah. Why?
He's weird. He does yoga poses. He's he's our neighborhood sociopath. The best behaviorist in LA looked me dead in the eyes and said, "Nothing can be done."
Wait, what?
He basically said he was.
Do you still have
this
dog?
Yeah, we love him so much. He's the best.
I can't.
Julio.
Julio. He's insane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to know what it's like when George trains a dog, that's just how he talks to me and Annie. He's like, okay, good girl. Is it a bad girl? Don't be a bad girl.
Let's not do that.
Do you like money? That's his main thing.
Yeah.
Every time I have a complaint of any sorts, Kalilah, do you like money?
I do.
That's really smart.
Yes, George.
Please, Papa. Please. Mama. That's the only way to get us to fall back in line very quickly.
I know. We're so...
That would make me fall back in line real fast.
So, okay, let's give the audience proper information. Mm-hmm. Jenna is...
You're like... What? Look like you're like about to have sex or something. Like,
what? How is this sex?
Like,
is that how you imagine her attack Dave?
After you humped me, I'm like, that's how you have sex.
Jenna is my best friend from college. We went to college together. It's kind of a big deal. Best friends, so many memories.
It's a very big deal.
I think Jenna is your biggest contribution to my life.
Wait,
that was a lot of smart words.
My like, biggest
your biggest contribution to my life is introducing her to me.
That's actually rude.
That's I'm so actually kind.
So upset.
That's the sweetest thing compassionate kind thing anyone has ever said about me.
No, that is so rude.
Second to your love and presence.
It's
and
actually the kindest thing anyone's ever said about you.
Even though I get it, I'm still really offended. But yes, I do get it. When someone, because Jenna won't just like take anyone on. She doesn't take new clients on Mm-mm. often.
I've been getting rid of clients actually. Mm-hmm.
I remember when like 5 or 6 years ago, you're like, Esther, no new friends. Like I just can't. And I was like, okay, good to know.
Yeah. And she, you have a big, when I met you, giant bank of friends. I used to think like, well, and I understood it, but you're a beloved person
yeah.
by anyone who meets you.
People are addicted to you.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
And also, I would say, like, you're the friend, and I think we have this with each other, where it's like, when shit, like, just tell, if there's something that you're so humiliated that you never would tell anyone, you tell me and I tell you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like, I can't wait to call you and be like, I'm worthless.
Yeah.
If you have medical nudes, they go to Jenna first.
Yeah. And also, like, I had something really traumatic happen to me the past few months. And I remember telling Jenna, she was like, okay, I don't care, whatever. And I was like, that's exactly what I wanted you to say. Like, I just didn't want pity. And anyways, Jenna's my best friend from college. She's an actress. She, because of me, knows Kalilah. So now they're kind of like, what are you guys? You guys are kind of besties.
She's my,
like,
I think
family. You guys are family. You guys are like cousins.
Family, yeah.
Now.
For sure. She's my, I would say,
like scissors sisters.
My emotional, how
support
do you sell it? Like
animal.
Emotional support animal.
Yeah.
It's beyond friendship, I think. Like when I travel, she's always the, my sister, it says, like, when are you coming? No, I can't because of work. Go straight to Jenna.
Yeah.
If Jenna can't come, I'm not going anywhere. I'm like, well, I guess that trip's out of the,
it
you
is
know.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we met in college and we've just been in love ever since.
More like trapped.
But it's Stockholm syndrome-y for all of us, I think.
Also worth noting, Jenna is a Mexi-Jew. Half
Hence
Mexican.
Jenna Jimenez, the Instagram handle that you came up
which
with.
Which I swear I remember hearing your last name and being like, she's Jewish. Her name is Jenna Jimenez.
I bet it was because I don't have a memory of coming up with that on my own. And I remember that starting in seventh grade, was called Jenna Monster because my friend's brother always called me Jenna Monster. But I was just like, you're a monster.
Yeah.
Like, that fits you.
Yeah. Now, when I was super little, was a family friend with Mexican Jews. And then they moved away. So then when I met you, I was like, oh, my God. Another Mexican Jew.
By the only Jews, do you mean horchata?
Wait, I don't get it.
You mean like the Jew Mex?
Tamarindo?
Oh, Mexican juice?
Juice.
It's like her funniest thing she ever said.
That's the best joke I've ever come up with. Aguas frescas?
This bitch.
Everyone is so happy right now.
I'm more just happy because I'm looking at how Kalila was like,
I've never seen her like that. I'm uncomfortable.
I'm going to tell, honestly, that was the daddiest joke I've ever told in my life.
When I met Jenna, her claim to fame, which I only knew about this because our other friend Kristen was Jenna's stalker. But this is so crazy. Jenna was on a reality show. Before you say it,
this is your claim to fame. I never tell anyone about this. And Esther runs through the streets, literally, continue.
Jenna was on a fucking reality show when she was in high school called Endurance, which was originally on NBC and then went to Discovery Kids. It was a kids.
Yeah.
It was like Survivor for kids. And listen to this. She was on that show. She got voted back as like the audience favorite to come back for season two. So she did two seasons and she fucking won season two.
Whoa.
She won a reality show in high school. It's how weird.
The only thing I've ever won.
Were you popular in high school because of it?
I was popular in high school before.
I think that only popular girls have that much confidence that they're not popular. Because for unpopular girls, in my head, I want to believe there were moments of popularity. I'm like, yeah, I was sort of like medium.
I was very popular, but it's more than that. I was very confident. So like, even if I was unpopular, it didn't register. Because I did it in my second year of high school, and I remember I didn't tell anyone where I was, what I was doing. It was over the summer. Because I don't know, I guess I just thought it was loser or something. Like, the show I thought was loser, but the experience I thought was dope.
Yeah.
The people I met, the things that we – look at her face of disgust just thinking of, like, being on an island.
No, like I'm like, this is so cool. You never talk about it.
So I didn't tell anyone.
I'm also thinking about how the show had subtitles for you.
Don't even – okay, we're going to get to that. So
– because you were
– just wait.
Brown?
Basically.
Here's a blurb I'd like to read for our audience from Jenna Jimenez's Endurance page. I like to be playful and I like to have a good time. And other people, they tend to be too serious. Jenna, in her introduction in Right to Stay.
This is horrific. Oh my God.
You look so cute though.
With an actual dog collar on.
Yes, wearing a dog collar.
Not like a cool kinky dog collar, but one from Petco. And then that jacket that I was wearing was my father's from the 70s, like super small, short. Oh, man.
Your mom was so good at saving things. I'm so jealous. Oh.
Real good at saving things.
A little too good.
A little too good.
There's a childhood, my whole museum. There's my whole childhood is like a museum at our house.
I need to visit it and make purchases.
You really should.
Are there things for sale?
Oh, and then the subtitles.
Why do they subtitle you?
I spoke very differently as a kid and teenager because
was
I grew
it with
up
a black
in Chicago.
Scent?
I want to say that it was, unfortunately.
A black scent?
Mixed with maybe a little like Latin slang the way my brother spoke. Because my brother still speaks like that, but he doesn't hear it. Which makes sense. Like I grew up in a household with my mom speaking like, "Ma, yeah, hello." And then my brother being like, "Nah, man, like it's not like that, you know?" And then my dad like, "Mija, you come over here, you get the Burger King." I'm like, "A hamburger?" So it's like nothing at home made sense. So when all my friends at school spoke a certain way and I spent most of my time with them, that's
you
how
speak
I
speak like your peer.
Right.
No, I totally get that. And I think that I did a really terrible job trying to mimic different people from my high school when I first came here. My final phase was talking like a white girl. And that did not, that was the worst part was because there was no white people in my school. But I tried to like mimic my swim team. Yeah, the club team that I went to, like all kids from like San Marino, La Crescenta. So I would try to mimic them. And it was really, really, really a tragic time for me in high school. Because you seem sick for having to like go through six different accents trying to like find who you are.
Kalila, can you please read that? I can't read
Jenna,
that.
Jenna is into hip-hop, drama, Irish dancing, and swimming. She has a wall in her bedroom covered with graffiti because she believes that anyone who enters her room should speak their mind freely and write down their thoughts.
That was another thing I couldn't believe. She really had that. And
it's still like that.
I grew up like you cannot – if there is a fingerprint on these white walls, you are in so much fucking trouble. Get your hand off the wall. Did you touch the mirror? And then I walk into her house and there's just drawing everywhere. Like, I couldn't believe it.
There was like a dick on the wall, tits, like cum coming down. The F word.
Of course.
Everywhere. Because at the age of like 9, I was like, Mom, I feel that everyone who enters my room should be able to speak their mind. And she was like, yeah, they can speak their mind. And I was like, but they should feel like they can really speak their mind. So I'm going to start letting people speak their mind onto my walls. And I imagine in her head, she was like, Lord, fuck me in the ass with no condom. But out loud, what came out is she was like, okay, if that's what you feel, okay. And then she just let it be.
Wow, like, your mom, to be fair, is one of the nicest ladies. My mom would have chopped off my entire forearms before I could even pick up
just your forearms pen. And then attach your hand to your elbows.
He's like, try swimming now, bitch. Like, but
I was really lucky with my mom.
Yeah, like, but just remember your mom's reaction to your tattoos, your piercings?
Yes. So this is like what was asked backwards. Everything was like, do whatever you want. You should be having sex. You should be orgasming. Blah, blah, blah. Speak your mind. Be free.
Family said that same to me.
Yeah.
Which is a different kind of trauma, I think.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, that's why I didn't have sex till I was 19, because I was like, no, never. No, never.
Because you're associating it now with something that your mom is into.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's not cool.
That your mom wants you to do.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm never doing that loser shit.
Yeah, it's like the more you want your kid to do it, the more you forbid them. That's
exactly.
She was
like, you should have a mirror and you should be knowing what your vagina looks like. And I'm like, what?
Is something preventing either of you guys from achieving your goals or interfering with your happiness?
Yes. All day, every day.
Like, truly, same.
Truly. Yes.
You need to check out BetterHelp.com. /Trash Tuesday.
Listen, you guys, we all use BetterHelp. In fact, to be in our friend group, it's a requirement at this point.
Oh, yeah. Don't call me if you haven't already used BetterHelp, because I don't want to hear it, quite frankly.
Correct. There are professionals who can actually help you with your real life stuff.
And they can help you better with BetterHelp.
Yes. It's an unbiased person able to give you professional advice.
And you connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. And you can start communicating with someone in under 48 hours. Trust me when I say this, everyone needs therapy. Everyone needs help. No one is immune to this. We all need help, and BetterHelp is such a way that has made it so much more convenient for me to communicate with a therapist online. I'm not sitting in a waiting room. I'm not dealing with parking or traffic. Like, it's all there, safe from home. It's so damn convenient, and I love that I can send a message to my counselor anytime I want to.
Whether it's depression, stress, anxiety, family conflicts, grief, self-esteem, they have licensed professional counselors who are specialized in this. Anything you share is confidential. It's convenient, professional, and affordable.
It's not a crisis line. That's what our friend group calls Jenna for.
Yeah.
That's something else.
We want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/trashtuesday. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/trashtuesday.
All right, you guys. There's a new water brand at the stores. You know, you've seen it. You've seen it at Whole Foods. You've seen it at 7-Eleven. You've seen it on my freaking TikTok.
And on Jenna's chest.
And literally
spilled all over.
I just sent my parents a case of it, and they're like, oh, we're gonna serve it to the neighbors when they come over tonight. I'm like, my parents are gonna be so badass, the coolest people in Skokie. Liquid Death. Liquid Death is the, like, I just don't know why it makes me happy.
It also tastes very good.
I crack open a can. I feel like I'm so cool. I feel like I'm riding high, but the secret is it's literally water. I'm literally opening a can of water. I'm not that cool, but I get to feel cool. And their sparkling water is so sparkly. It like attacks my face. It's like gives me all the tingles that I'm looking for.
And why is it called Liquid Death, Esther?
Because death to plastic, bitch, okay? We have aluminum cans, so you don't have to worry about it sitting and rotting in its plastic. You don't have to feel guilty like you're bad for the environment. Dude, this is the way to just have it grab and go. I put a case of them in my trunk, in the trunk of my car. So I I'm always know that, okay, there's a case of water in there. I'm good. And it's not like plastic where it'll melt and get disgusting.
I also feel like this is your dream come true because you've always wanted to remain sober while looking like a drunk person.
That's right. And as you That's hear right. the story I told on this episode, you'll hear why. It was very traumatizing when a guy ditched me because I was sober.
This could have Man, solved fuck that his problem. Ass.
You guys can get free shipping on all water and merch at liquiddeath.com/trash. That's liquiddeath.com/trash. And that's a huge deal because honestly, it's not cheap to ship this. It's really heavy. And they're covering the cost. It's literally free shipping at liquiddeath.com/trash. Or go grab some at Whole Foods or 7-Eleven. You know, you see it. You know, you want to be cool. Wait, okay. What do you have? And donut is like definitely
what's
think.
The mystery box? What's in the box? What's in the fucking box? Give me the
gun. So Jenna's gonna have the box on her lap and put her hand in the box and say, "Guess what's in there?"
Does donut get a try? Has a hole in it.
What?
Ew!
It fell. It
ew!
Fell.
This is literally an attack on me because you guys know I have a story about this food that made me cry in Vegas.
It's pulpo.
It's octopus leg.
I know. It should make me cry because I don't eat octopus.
Yeah, because they're sentient beings.
All right. Switching up the eye. My octopus teacher. Like,
oh, was this so that other people could see? Got it. Yeah. I wanted to avoid hitting the microphone.
It's so weird the way that this show, it's like every week they present me with something I'm scared of. The audience hates me for it.
I think that's an attack for me.
I think when you're scared of everything, it's kind of hard not to present anything. That's
if
that's
you true. Put a double cheeseburger, I will not be scared.
Oops. Thank you, Pete. Thank you.
Oh my god.
This is
oh my god.
Un camarón.
Wow.
Oh,
very good. Whoa.
One handed.
Bitch, you good. Yeah.
Thank you.
I feel like it feels the same if I like put my pussy in there and you were just like, un camarón.
If you honestly put one of your pussies in the box, they would have had the same answer.
Ew, un camarón.
I'm not feeling well today.
What's new?
I have a doctor's note.
What's new?
I have the Delta variant.
You are the Delta variant.
You're patient zero, Esther.
No, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I don't know. It looks funny to me.
Why is it funny? Why is it funny?
Why is it funny? Just stick your hand in, bitch, and you'll figure out.
Well, because I don't want to touch a prawn. Like,
it's not a prawn.
Well, what if it came from shark?
For someone who's very willing to fist my asshole, you should be very good at this game, Esther.
Like, you're such a dirty bitch. You should be able to touch it. It's nothing worse than any amount of time that you haven't showered.
No, that is so... It's just like I like okay, moved out. I like left my parents' house to move to LA to do
Esther,
stand-up
no.
comedy.
If you want
to
tell your story about how you met me or whatever,
no,
just touch it.
But it's just like, why did I come here to do stand-up comedy? And now I'm like having people egg me on to put my hand in a box that I don't know what's in it. This it's just like
bitch. Stand-up comedy is the hardest thing anybody can do. And you won't put your hand in a box? I hate
just
this
put your
already.
Hand in a box.
Hey, no, 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 no. You know, we're gonna get you want I choose the next one. Esther gets to go twice.
No, no,
put your hand
yeah,
in
just
it.
Put your hand. Esther, it's fine.
Look where she's putting her hand. She's gonna be like, air, there's nothing.
Esther,
down.
Trust
that's
me,
weird. Mine
fine.
Must have jumped out.
Just smash it. Smash it in there.
Yeah.
It's not alive, right?
Be brave, little
oh,
one.
I mean, Esther, look at me. It's fine.
Make a wish.
But
for each sad little tear.
No, you're not going to be mad. You're going to be like, oh, I'm a dumb bitch.
It's not alive, right?
It's a living thing.
It's not alive, though, anymore.
It's a living organism.
What do you mean?
Esther, you got to
think about
to
what
it.
A living organ. What's a living thing? What makes a living thing?
Eyes.
An eyeball.
Okay, I'm gonna do what the TSA does, like around my special parts. I'm gonna go back of my hand.
This is how they deal with special parts at the TSA.
They do the back of the hand to my yeah. breast.
Yeah, it's very impersonal. Okay. Get very like okay, smash it down some more.
Is it really from sugarfish? It feels.
Is there sugarfish here?
It feels like sushi.
What's your final answer, Esther? Turn your hand downward. Your palms are where your nerves are at. How are you going to identify an object when your nerves have not touched it? Yeah, what would a nurse do, Esther?
A nurse would get in the car and drive straight to the hospital and help out.
Get to know what an actual hemorrhoid feels like.
I really do not like
it. Think about it. You're a nurse. You're putting a suppository.
I swear to you, I don't like it.
You're making donut nervous.
It feels like it has skin.
Esther, you're making donut nervous.
It definitely has skin.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely has skin.
1000% has skin.
Kalila, you got so much joy out of saying that.
Just the way she's tapping it.
She said, it definitely has skin.
Okay, I totally touched it.
I want you to just put it. Yeah. Put it in your hand.
Why would I do?
Because you're a nurse. Nurse Esther. What would Nurse Esther do?
Oh my God. I squeezed it and I thought it was going to just my fingers would sink into it.
So what's your guess?
I don't know what it is.
You may have a guess.
Is it a bouncy ball?
Sushi. It's sushi type.
Sashimi. Is it?
Tuna sushi.
Okay. All right, what is it, Pete? Pickled plum.
I told you.
I thought I gave it away with hemorrhoid.
Esther, I gave you my eyes and my trust, and you didn't take it.
Yeah, but that could have meant it's a scary thing, but you'll live.
Mm-hmm. No, I said, Esther.
That's so unfair. I gave you a layup asking if it has skin.
It's a living thing. Plants, animals are living things.
Oh my God. I've just been humiliated.
The fact that she said, eyes. Sorry.
All right, Jenna is up next.
Kalila, don't look at it like that.
What?
Here, I'll hold it. Move the mic.
No.
Jenna, you would love this.
No, Jenna.
I know for a fact. Jenna,
listen, all I'm saying is I don't fuck around.
No, Jenna,
no.
You'd like this.
You just gotta go.
But just don't kill it. So gentle.
Yeah, no, this is actually unacceptable. Like, I will walk.
If it's a cockroach.
No, I would never do that to you. I wouldn't be in this room if it was a fucking cockroach. George, if you bought a fucking cockroach for me.
A worm.
Yes, Jenna loves earthworms.
You like it?
I like
She loves them.
How did you get those?
I know that if you had accidentally killed one, it would have ruined your whole day.
My heart is still racing from the plums. I need a break.
What kind of banana or a plum break?
We need a banana break this early? This is the earliest banana break?
This is not what I signed up for. I am really just, I need to lie down.
Oh, you're winded?
Yeah.
I can tell you're lightheaded.
I don't feel well.
All right.
Is it my turn?
No, we're doing Esther again.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just go straight for it. Be fast, you know.
Why?
You can deduce what it is if you ask me three good questions.
Is it alive?
No.
Was it ever alive?
Yeah, possibly from a living thing, yes.
Esther, look at me in my eyes. This is the second time I'm gonna do it. It's okay.
What's your third question?
Would a vegan eat it?
No.
Okay. That makes things different. Because a vegan would eat the last one. And if I knew that, I would go in with my mouth.
You would go in with your mouth.
But this is something that a vegan wouldn't eat, but it was maybe alive before.
I mean,
sourced from living things, yes.
Sourced from living things. So is it honey?
Esther, three questions means three questions.
Oh, she is mean.
Just dig your hand in, you're going to be fine. Let's move on. Yes.
Esther, you're touching the plate.
No, I'm not.
You are. She's doing this to the plate.
She's touching the plate and her eyes were like.
It feels almost like mochi.
Stick a nail into it.
Yeah, stick a nail into it.
That's mean, the way you say it with a big smile. Like you're just so happy.
I just want
to eat. Well, donut likes it. It feels like a mochi. It feels like a dessert.
Classic. Go for classics.
A ho-ho?
That's the name of our show.
It's definitely like squishy. And look, if it's a sea creature, I'm going to be upset. If it's not, I'm okay.
It is very similar to a sea creature.
Similar. I think it's a mochi dessert.
Okay, good
All
guess.
Right, final answer. Good guess. That is a Twinkie.
Twinkie.
Are you serious?
You know what?
This is crazy.
Wow, you're a dumb bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I had put my...
Wow.
Do you guys know that when my great-grandma was still alive, we had to leave Twinkies on the counter for her to eat in the middle of the night?
What?
It's because her sugar would drop?
I don't know. I think it's because she got hungry and she didn't have her teeth in.
It is an easy gummy.
I can't believe it was a Twinkie. And you guys got me twice in a row.
You got yourself.
Your line of questioning was almost perfect.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's like, I would expect that if it was a scary thing like octopus, then I would be like, really like, ah. But because I didn't know what it is, I still feel that crazy fear that like, I still feel like
is
shit.
Is your body in fight or flight?
Yes, it is. It is in fact.
Show me your armpits. Are you sweating?
No, I'm not. I'm not like you.
Nothing has happened. Jenna, put your hand under my armpits now. Nothing has happened, right? Nothing has happened to me, but please just touch.
What? What?
Esther, you want to put your fingers in my armpit?
It's like I just shoved my
hand. Yeah, I do. That I'll do.
Here, you want to try my right armpit? Just get in there fully.
It looks like vagina discharge.
God, it's so wet. It's so wet.
Yeah. I feel like mine is really wet right now too. Oh, and like please. Underneath.
No, you,
not as wet
okay.
as you.
Yeah, I
wait, you're like dripping wet, sopping wet.
Sopping.
Yeah.
Also my hands and feet. That's
it's
why
like
I wear
my favorite
socks.
Thing about her. When your feet drip, I'm like, oh.
When my feet are dripping, I send pictures to Jenna.
But is that,
and
so does that make you a healthier person because like sweating is good for you?
It makes my hands and feet look really young. So really? Yes, should I have an OnlyFans of just my young feet? Yes.
I want to start an OnlyFans or something with my feet because the amount of people I get asking me.
Here's what I think you should do.
Of my feet.
I think you should Irish dance on top of some cake. We do like a focus right on your feet. That'll.
I have really... my hard shoes still and my dress.
Well, let's take the shoes off because I don't think you'll get a lot of bucks for that. Yeah. But you do have very pretty feet. I think that my hands stay very soft. In between
they
the
do.
Sweat sessions because of the sweat. But yeah, like people do not believe what an anxious fight or flighty person I am until they get close.
But you're not anxious in fight or flight now, are
I am.
You?
I always am.
Yes, she is.
The cameras are on. I'm always dying. I'm always dying on the inside. But I've made it my
like
life's
normal.
Mission to not show, make it obvious to someone.
Are you just learning this?
I guess. I always thought that your sweatiness hadn't – I didn't think that it had something to do with how you actually felt. I thought it was just like some people sweat more.
She's always on the verge of a panic attack.
Yeah, Esther. One time I called Jenna from a Gelson's produce aisle and I called her crying and I was like, I have this fear that I'm going to forget who I am. Like I thought
and
I was going to enter a fugue state.
She goes, and I don't remember anyone else's name but yours.
And
so
I was like,
I
and she had
you.
To pick me up and I was frozen
she dropped
in the
all
produce
her groceries.
Aisle. I dropped everything I had in my cart and she picked me up and I was like a statue.
Just wheeled around.
It's so weird because I feel like you know like the low Kalila, low status Kalila, and I only know high status.
Yeah.
Like to me, Kalila is like such a boss bitch. Like, she's
but that's
just,
part of the boss bitchness because it's like imagine feeling like that and still doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally, you want to talk about fear? I'm afraid of breathing. Like at night I call Jenna in a panic. Like, I don't know why I keep holding my breath for no reason. Like if someone says, relax, breathe, focus on your breath, it throws me into a bigger panic.
Oh, that's true.
That's
when I told
normal.
You that the other day.
I feel like I used to be like that with Jenna too. Until I started my Lexapro.
That's true.
Shout out Lexapro. It
that
really
is
does
so
wonders.
True. It was just a mere year ago that
I was a nightmare.
That you were still a nightmare.
I might be joining you soon.
Really?
I might be hopping back on
this
the meds
thing.
This bitch
has changed. I tell people how different you are. I don't like to say better because it's like, no, yeah, you're better. But like, you were just, I don't want to say unbearable either. But like, obviously I was very, very close with you and I loved you still the same. Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, that's just Esther. There's no other Esther. But now that I see you, I'm like, she's alive.
Yeah. I was just my anxiety like ruled everything.
Right. And I didn't know that it was like really your anxiety. But when I look because that's all I knew. But when I look back at it, I'm like, oh, you were constantly scared.
What were you most scared of? What is the one thing you feel like you fixated on?
Well, I was also, keep in mind, like, I was a hypochondriac, and which you know, because I've texted both of you about, like, ailments I think I had.
The amount of times she had me come over and, like, check on things or smell things in her house or, like, get a second opinion just for me. And now it's like you live my, like, old life. You're like, woo, I go to parties, I'm going to get climb a piercing. Like, this is how my life was before. Remember when you used to be like, how do you just do that? How can you just pick up and go on a trip? Like,
I mean, have you been on a trip since you started Lexapro outside of the country?
Not outside. Oh, well, I went to Montreal, but that was for work.
Do I get three questions?
What is that?
But I don't know what
I am a super smeller. I should just.
I don't know what it is. Do you?
Oh, Tia? It smells like a food of sorts.
It looks like a food.
Okay. Well, I know for sure it's not a living thing because I smell like a stale food. So,
can you twist it toward me and show me? Yeah. I think it's something. I think it's something that I know. Yes.
It
I
is.
Know. Mm-hmm.
What is, will you mouth it to me?
It actually feels like a sea cucumber.
Look at her face.
I'm gonna go ahead. Hold on. It's either it could be a cow tongue.
Ooh, if that's a if
no somebody... cow tongue's flatter than this. It is. Hold on. It has roots.
Ew. She's pulling a string out of it. Ew.
It's not a string. It's attached to it. It's one of a fiber. I don't think it's a sea cucumber because I think it's a wet vegetable of sorts.
It smells like that.
But I can't think of another vegetable, so I'm just going to go ahead and say sea cucumber.
What does it
mean? Wait.
Pickled radish. Oh. Isn't it like radish, in the futamaki everybody? Or whatever it's called?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Isn't that what it is? Because I remember growing up, my mom used to be like, futamaki.
God damn it.
Because she would go to wet. The...
Can I just say, because when I was scared, you guys were like, if you were a nurse, you would do it. A nurse knows what they're touching when their eyes are open.
First off, I didn't say that.
But I just want to say I still you would never be a nurse. To be a nurse.
What? Should we give Esther one more to prove her nursedom?
No. We're done.
We're done with this game.
We're done.
No, we're done with the game.
No, I'm not a nurse. Okay. I'm not a nurse. Please, we're done.
Why did we stop eating cereal as adults?
Dude, because it's bad for you and it's like full of sugar.
It was the happiest though.
I know. Dude, that is why Magic Spoon is my favorite thing ever to be invented. It's so delicious and I can just shove a bowl down and not feel bad at all because it's filled with protein and it's like, it's good for you.
0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories a serving. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb and GMO free.
Oh my God, I forgot. I just got the two new flavors. They brought back the cookies and cream and the maple waffle syrup or something. It's so good. It's so breakfasty and like sweet and indulgent, but there's no guilt about it. You need it. Yeah. Come over.
I'll give you a box.
We have it.
Yeah. I want it now.
So flavors include cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, and what Esther mentioned, cookies and cream and maple waffle.
Subscribe today to Flavors You Love and you can get cereal shipped to your doorstep, not to mention saving more than 25% on every order. You can choose 4 flavors you love, edit your subscription, switch it up, and keep yourself stocked up on cereal.
Go to magicspoon.com/Tuesday5 or use our promo code Tuesday5 at checkout to get $5 off your order and try it today. Remember, if you subscribe to Magic Spoon, you get $5 off on top of the 25% savings from subscribing.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product. It's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, subscribe and get your delicious guilt-free cereal on the regular at magicspoon.com/Tuesday5 and use the code Tuesday5 to save big. Thank you so much, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. We love you. Thank you. I'm having you for dinner tonight. It's really hard to navigate skincare products and to know when there's so many options out there, which one is right for you, what ingredients are best for you. And, you know, are you going to spend all this money on like random marketing?
Is it going to work?
Yeah, dude, that is why Apostrophe is such a game changer because it is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. And Apostrophe will connect you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your skin. All you have to do is simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. And Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals, like reducing redness, which is absolutely mine. I'm so red. Wrinkles and even dark spots.
For me, there are several things wrong with my skin. Number one, I suffer from eczema. I have melasma on my upper lip, dark spots, acne, hormonal acne, all of the above. And Apostrophe has changed my life. The fact that you have a dermatologist at your fingertips is a life changer.
Well, there's just real solutions out there that only a doctor can really help you with. Mm-hmm. And like, I know for me, when my skin was bad, compared to the confidence I feel since I have kind of gotten my skin in place with a doctor's help, like it really can just be a confidence booster, which can make your whole life better. You look good, you feel good, you act good.
And people don't know this, but the skin, fun fact, is the largest organ in our body. You should be taking care of it, you guys. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/Tuesday when you use our code Tuesday. This code is only available to our listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/Tuesday and click begin visit. Then use our code Tuesday at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit.
That's apostrophe.com/Tuesday and use that code Tuesday to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast. It's so weird that like all three of us, it's like a weird triangle. Like we have a really close relationship separate, you guys have a really close relationship separate, and then we're like, I don't know what we are, but I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you too, Esther.
But like, it's we've never all
no
had that's a so meeting true. Of our minds. It's interesting that Kalila's turned very mean when we're all together.
She's like, hee hee, let me see what happens. Touch it, put your nail in it,
dip your finger. But this is so much fun, like, it is fun.
I know, this we is
both,
great.
It's fun, it's like. It's almost like I can feel a closeness with Kalila that we both know so much about you.
I know. I feel like you too. Like there might not be anyone else aside from Sosie. And you know stuff from like even before I moved here.
Yeah.
But it's weird that people you love, I love.
Hmm.
It's I don't know if there's.
They're all so different.
They are all so different, but they're. But I love them all. Like I adore Sosie.
Yeah, I really like Sosie too.
So it's like there haven't really met anyone through you. And you gave me one of the biggest contributions in my life because she gave me one of the contributions of my life, which is Shandy.
Oh yeah.
One of my other really, really close girlfriends I met through her.
Oh, I don't know her well at all.
She's from Chicago too.
Chicago, yeah. I love that's like one of my warm spots, like sharing my friends. It's always my goal to like push them on each other. Or like when I left Chicago, I would give friends there who I knew would get along, super close friends, each other's numbers and be like, hang while I'm not there.
How about when I left and then you took over my babysitting job and now like we both have such a good relationship with that family.
Oh my God.
Like that's so special to me.
I feel like you left a trail for me that like, I just followed you
go
here.
Go do this, go do this. Wait. Also, Kalila, I want to tell you this because I feel like you'll really understand. You'll be like the one person that gets it. The moment that I knew I was full – okay, donut is eating your brain through your nose. The moment that I knew Jenna was like so special and I need to be your friend forever is very strange. But like we used to take this class, Fission 101, Food Science and Health
Wait, what's it called?
Fission.
FSHN.
Food Science, Health Nutrition.
Oh, I thought you meant
human
like
– nutrition, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
like
so
a fissure.
It was like a big lecture hall at University of Illinois, like just, you know, huge, whatever. And for some reason, every class, me and Jenna and our third friend, Kristen, would sit in the front row.
Our third friend, like that's the only ones we had.
Our third friend. And like, so we would always sit in the front row and like, keep in mind, like the first 10 rows are empty. Nobody is like, everyone is way back. And so we'd always sit
Everyone's
there.
Everyone's like asleep and high and hungover.
And we were so into this class and one day Jenna had like brought a snack with her and I was like, oh my God, like that looks so good. Can I have some? And she's like, I can't even, this is what she says to me. I can't even believe you would dare ask me, knowing what a busy day I have, that you would dare ask me for a bite of my food.
I can't believe that I ever said that because I'm so generous. But I also know that Esther was probably always pushing it. And I knew that she would be like, I'll finish it.
No.
Like, I'll just eat it.
But then I was like, oh, my God. Like, something just came over me where I was like, she just like so aggressively told me that she's not sharing with me. I'm like, I'm in. Like, I love this.
You love the vibe of the kid who offers the chips but crunches the bottom so you can't get that much. You can only really get like one or two chips max. That's like, the vibe she gave off.
It was just like, oh, I want to be like that too. I want to tell people, fuck no, you can't have a fry. Like,
because the thing is that that's how you really felt all the time.
Yeah.
No, you cannot have a fry, but would die being like, okay,
here. Yeah.
But I would also say, like, I was sharing all the time.
Yeah, you are a sharer now, but that was a very...
Also, but if it's like, this is what I packed and I have 6 hours at the library right now... And $11 in my bank account, you are not getting.
Yeah,
this.
She was counting her macros on a budget. That's macros. You know, that's
also something. I feel like an experience that we had in college is sort of like why I felt like I had to make my stand up special the way that I made it was because I have it's like stand up intercut with like scenes with my parents.
Oh, this is
and that real. Is kind of because of the first time you met my parents, what you said to me, I was like, it. I don't know. Will you tell Kalila?
Yeah. So basically, I had never met Esther's parents. But I always
we were in college.
Right. We were in college, which the way we met is like this whole other story. But we're in college and Esther probably convinced me to drive her home this weekend. And I'm going to her childhood home. I'm meeting her parents. I'm like, this is going to be so cool. We're in her house. And immediately I'm like, something is not right. Like, well, I can't put my finger on it, but what's wrong with this household? And not like they were mean or rude, but it was just like so peculiar in a way that I was like, okay, let me just like keep observing and try and figure out like how I fit in here. And then we get into the van, right? It was a van. And we head to somewhere in Evanston to go eat. Her mom and dad are just going back and forth and talking.
About, like, what they're going to order for dinner or something.
Yeah, and, like, asking Esther, but also being kind of aggressive about it. And I was just, I remember having this moment and, like, looking out the window and being like, I get it. I get
her entire existence.
You are the way you are and why it makes no sense because they make no sense. But are all, like, how someone can be so particular, but also there's, like, no sense behind it.
Yeah.
That is weird about you because I feel like there are certain things that you're very particular, like she said, particular about, but you also live with a lot more abandon.
Yeah.
Than
it's the Lexapro.
No, but even before that.
Yeah.
So it's sort of, it's a weird mix. It's you're very similar to Bobby in that way.
Yeah. Where I think that I'm Bobby.
I think you are.
I'm not as talented, but I fucking identify with him.
Imagine if that's some in the future, it's just something that you can do. It's just, I identify as Bobby Lee. And then like, no one can take that away
Bobby
from you.
Lee.
Yeah.
I am Bobby Lee, like for sure.
I think so.
He
I think
is his own, because he's his own
species.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he always says there are 12 human prototypes. He's one. And, you know, we fall under each one of those 12 prototypes. You fall under the Bobby Lee. One. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bobby totally Lee.
Made in the 1940s.
Oh, yeah.
Not the most efficient for modern day, but beloved and held in high regard as a vintage piece.
Disgusting and dirty. Nah.
Hygiene questionable.
needs refurbishing for sure.
You know what's crazy, though, too, is that I never really thought you were odd until I met your parents, because then I saw it on someone else and I was like, oh, it all makes sense. Like, I don't remember Why are you confused?
I'm just listening to
like,
you.
Like, I don't remember thinking that you were, like, weird.
Because you're weird.
Well, I was weird. I don't feel like I'm weird anymore.
Well, you can just be not weird anymore. Just because you, like, live in LA and everyone's weird.
Yeah, like, you're I don't still do things weird. Like dry shave in public places anymore.
Yeah, but that's, like, not... That's just, like, an example. That's not the actual weirdness. That it's, like, the weirdness is underneath that. That's just, like, a behavior of how it manifests.
Got it, got it.
You're still so weird. Right?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. I think that's
I'm not offended. I'm just like, that's not how I would assess myself.
Not to say that I have a criteria for friends, but the weirder, the better for me. I'm a voyeur. I like watching weird people do their thing.
Yeah, I have that too.
And I love showing.
It's actually really fucked up. It's a fucked up quality because I feel like my friend, like my sane friends are always like, you just need to like start watching TV shows so you can stop hanging out with the insane people.
Like just watch it on a show.
They're like, yeah, you don't absorb need to it that live way. It.
Yeah.
Not you're not that in, like you're just weird in like a fun way, not in a like
toxic. Yeah, you're the weirdest sober person I know. Like I've never seen someone look so high at a club. I've never seen someone look so high on PCP while not being on PCP. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people, yeah. I don't know what to say.
I'm like, oh, she's making out with an inanimate object, but she's sober. I promise you guys, she's sober.
People were always like, no, I've seen you drunk. And I'm like, people I've been friends with for like 20 years.
Oh my, wait, should we banana break?
Yes, let's banana break.
Do I get a banana?
Yeah. Do you? You weren't with me, but it was at that frat party. Remember the one frat house that I would go to all the time?
That we have a picture at?
Yeah. It was all the ugly guys. Yeah. Also in college, every guy liked Jenna.
Of course. They still do.
And I was just acting like how we act, you know, like just being really silly, crazy, running around, like dancing. Like
obnoxious.
Just doing weird shit. And this whole night, this one guy was talking to me the whole night. And then one of my girlfriends who like lived in my building with me was there too. And she goes, she's laughing. She's like, Esther, this is what I love about you. You act like this and you are dead sober. And the guy who I'd been flirting with all night, like having so much fun with, he just looks at me. He's like, you're sober. I'm like, yeah. And he literally walked out of the room and didn't talk to me the rest of the night. It was so traumatizing.
Because he was that so embarrassed to do because with he had been so fucked up that he was like, oh, shit.
No, or was sober. He like going to rape me? Like,
yeah, it's like, I have no interest in this person I cannot take advantage of.
Yeah.
Because she has a clearer mind than me in this moment.
Like, oh, I thought she was going to.
How fucked up is that? No, remember, no guys liked me in college.
I liked you. I had a big
That was
dick.
All I needed.
Didn't know guys like you?
Oh, this is sad.
I didn't feel like that.
That's sad. That's like when the mom is like, oh, I think guys like you.
There was the one. Oh, no, not him. Oh, no. The one time at the... Oh, that was Lena.
Well, wait, I'll whisper a name. Because our friend group definitely loves bringing this name up, but I don't know if you know it.
Do I remember?
Then you don't. Because...
Was he the frat boy?
There was one frat guy that I kind of had a thing with.
Mm. Oh, that was his name?
Yeah. But then one time his mom sent him puppy chow. You know that like, it's like, that like snack that like moms make?
Wait,
like
puppy chow?
Mix,
Yeah, it's like for people, but it's called puppy chow. And it's like, I don't know, marshmallows and Chex Mix and chocolate, powdered sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were sitting on his bed and like, he was like sharing it with me and then he was like, I think you had too much of it. And he like took it away from me.
Did you fart or something?
What?
Did you fart?
Yeah. No, I think he just like wanted to keep it for himself. And I was eating too much of
Rude.
That would be really funny if it was real puppy chow. And you just
and I was eating ate dog most food. Of it
because you were once a dog.
Jacob the dog.
Jacob,
that's so cute.
One of the most humiliating times I've ever hooked up with a guy at UNLV. He played baseball. It was the night after. Thankfully, we never had sex, but you know, we had a whole lot of smooching.
Oh, smooching was smooching. The best.
And granted, we were both like pretty drunk, but the amount of times he asked me what my name was the morning after really broke my heart. And I know I have a difficult name to remember, But he was like, wait, what's your name again? Malaysia? And I'm like, oh, close enough. Close enough. Thank you so much for remembering.
Because he was Khalila. So
cute. Yeah, Khalila.
Khalila.
They have like 18 different variations of my name. And I remember as soon as he left the door, like I cried.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, what did you feel?
I just felt like that was the least he could have done is commit my name to memory.
Yeah.
Because then it just felt like, wow, he really does not remember what we did, is not interested in me in any way. He just wanted like a blind blackout hookup.
Ew.
And that's why I was like,
and then the fact that he kept asking your name, it's like, if you don't remember it, just drop it. Don't ask. Just let, yeah, just drop it.
Yeah. And then my friend was like, maybe he has a learning disability. I was like, I'll take that. That's what I'll move forward
he's
with.
Stupid. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Remember your boobs were bigger in college?
They were huge. And actually, just a couple weeks ago, they were huge because I was bleeding. But I had a 34 double D in my breasts came up to my collarbone.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. You remember I had huge tits?
That was really fun.
They were huge. Esther would constantly just walk up to me and pull my shirt down and like touch them or look at them.
No listener of this show is surprised to hear that.
Yeah, Esterist of moves. I said the most Esterist of moves.
Oh.
All right, do we want to do the lie detector?
You can't handle the truth.
In regards to lie detectors, I think I could be the most innocent person on earth and fail every single lie detector
because you're nervous.
Just based on my armpit sweat alone.
Yeah, for sure.
And my heart rate always being high.
I totally think that you're right.
Like, I would have to knock myself out with fentanyl before I would pass any lie detector. So, okay, go ahead.
You know what's interesting on the reverse of that? I've always felt like, oh, a lie detector. That must be so easy
to fake.
And now that it's here, I literally, my heart is pounding. Like the fact that we're talking about it. Cool. Oh my God.
But it's a kid's toy?
It's already short circuited because my palms are sopping wet.
So you guys can either ask your own questions. We have some sample questions if you want to go off our list or choose your own.
Are you attracted to Bobby?
Yes.
How do we find out?
Yeah! Yes, there we go.
Pussy wet, just even when you ask that question.
I know you are too.
Ew.
I love little mustached Asian man. That's
She's
my vibe.
She's so attracted to him.
But to be still attracted is weird.
That's a good point.
Esther loses attraction after like 14 hours though.
Yeah.
Are you attracted to me?
No.
That's not a real question. That was just a joke one.
Well, it's your fucking fault.
No.
Yes!
Oh, all right.
Ready. This feels like a shark.
Are you allergic to gluten?
No.
Are you sensitive to gluten?
Yes. Ow!
What did it do?
Wait, did you lie?
I said no, lied. I'm not allergic to it, but I am sensitive to it.
But you made
I fucked it up. I fucked it up.
Wrong. Obviously. Okay, next question.
Okay.
Oh, wait, my God.
Okay, this one's I'm going to pull one
this
of these.
This is scary.
Yeah.
Okay, quick.
I'm scared.
Have you ever not changed your underwear for longer than 2 days?
No.
I hope it says you're lying.
Ow! Why does he keep doing this? Is it my rings? It's shocking me.
You're a liar, Jenna. Now Esther.
Do you know how afraid I am
Jenna
of wearing dirty underwear?
I know that that's a fucked up thing because Jenna,
I'm paranoid.
She probably scrubs it with a Brillo pad. That's how paranoid she is.
Can we ask again? I'm going to take my ring off.
And the question which confused me, I would not have known how to answer it.
I'm afraid of this thing.
Do you like Bobby for me?
Yes.
Ow. Jenna, why?
I'm telling the truth. I don't know what to say. This machine doesn't like me.
I'm telling Bobby.
But like,
pass it to Esther.
No, wait. Can we see if this is ever gonna say no? I'm done with that.
That's actually a good question because I've like never thought of you with anyone but Bobby.
Yeah,
so
and when
like,
people ask me about you with Bobby, I'm like, there's no one else.
And I do believe you.
There's no one else
for the record.
Hi, little baby.
Are you obsessed with Dodie?
Yes. I'm so scared right now. It's gonna shock me.
Yeah, isn't that fucked up?
Let's get it off. That is like a taser.
It
that
is.
So severe.
Or I'm just in a room full of liars.
It's like, obviously you're obsessed with your dog. That thing is false.
Ow, it broke my hand.
You know how many times I just felt that? Ow. It's like an electrocutor.
It's really bad.
That feels like when I got electrocuted in Argentina.
This is not.
Once. Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you something about electrocution, you guys. I grew up in a country where the wiring is faulty everywhere. Every other day when I turned on the fucking bathroom lights, it was a shock to my entire system. And I think this
is probably why you have heart issues.
It's also probably why I'm stacks. I think that my brain has been rewired in some way because of all that electrical charge as a youngin.
Whoa. Do you think you have superpowers?
Yeah. Genuinely.
Her brain is superpowers.
Yeah, but for basic things like which way to push a door, like push or pull, I can't figure it
out. Oh, yeah. She's like.
Panic. I thought you were going to say that was your superpower, always knowing to push or pull.
Is that a superpower?
I was like.
The amount of times Jenna has seen me just run into a door or like not knowing basic things.
Panic because she's like. Did I read that wrong? I tried to pull, but I.
Yeah. I short circuit for the dumbest things. But should we ask? You don't want any more questions?
I guess I'll take one more. But
Jenna, this thing is fake.
What if I like start getting into the shocks and then I need it to get off? That's like what my. Okay. Oh my God. It's
have you ever
suck.
Worn underwear for longer than 4 days?
No. I don't think I.
Yay! That's false. She definitely has. That's false. Yo,
I'm
fuck that
so
machine.
I'm so happy I didn't get shot.
You need to call Fisher Price and be like, that's a no.
When I was younger, though, you guys never did side A, side B? Because you were I was a nasty kid, right? You're like, oh, fuck it. I'll just flip my underwear.
Oh, I did that. Yeah. Especially when I spent the summer in New York.
I maybe have done that once.
I
didn't
have laundry. I
mean, you know, I'm like paranoid with vagina area pinworms. Like,
Jenna last week had a pinworm emergency.
What?
And she thought she had worms, and I'm sure she did because she nannies. No, she had little butthole? Sensations in her bum bum.
I had sensations in my butt.
Did you have worms?
So I took the medicine because it is my fear.
Yeah.
To have pinworms.
What is pinworms? There's just
it's a parasite.
It's what kids get them.
Kids
all
get it.
It's worms in your doo doo.
It's worms that go in your intestines.
Is it the ones that make you skinny?
That's the tapeworm. You want to buy one in Mexico?
Can you really do that?
Pinworms could make you skinny because they feed off your glucose, but like you would need to have like a lot and be reinfected and
yeah, tapeworms are gnarly because you end up getting like sort of this like beer gut. You might be skinny up here, but you have like a bloat to you. I one time falsely diagnosed a coworker at Abercrombie with tapeworm because I didn't like her. And she was really mean to everyone around her. And so one time she was like, I don't feel well. And I was like, I'm pretty sure you have a tapeworm.
I'm pretty sure.
And I showed her a picture of what someone with a tapeworm looked like. And she was like convinced she had a tapeworm. I was like, where have you traveled recently? What kind of foods have you eaten? She was such a bitch.
What happened to her?
Nothing. She probably went to the doctor and asked if she had a tapeworm. She would always make me like get the sizes in the back.
Where was this Abercrombie & Fitch?
Yeah, Glendale Galleria.
Oh, no.
I hate Mean Girls. Fucking cunt.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't like that machine.
Yeah.
That machine is false.
Yeah. I can
you're very defensive.
Go on the record and say that Jenna has the most pristine vagina in the world.
Wait, why are you saying that?
That's not true.
Oh, because it was like...
Her? She's never not washing.
Yeah, we didn't say it looks nice.
Did
we
you wash it? Do you wash it in the
it
shower?
It does look nice.
Unfortunately, I do.
With what?
Dr. Bronner's or this one that's like pH
but
balancing.
You don't do you think you need to wash your vagina with soap?
In the last 2 years I have completely stopped soaping my vagina
and it's probably helped you.
It is no more beastie yeasties, feeling so sprightly down there, feeling very clean, less discharge.
You're
less
not
irritation
supposed to
I washed wash the shit out of my soap. Asshole though.
Oh,
why
same.
Do you wash it then?
I don't know. I'm just like always paranoid about getting something.
I wash it digitally, like I mechanical
like water,
wash it.
Wait,
with water.
What?
Mechanically, like I take out the you know, the creams.
What?
You don't.
But you know the creams.
No, I don't.
Esther.
I'm not kidding. What are you talking about?
Esther, do you not remember calling me like 4 years ago and being like,
do we need to give her another lie detector?
Does Esther have the creams? Put the thing back on her hand.
Yeah, get the back on her hand.
Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
So do you have the creams?
I don't call that that, but I know I just can guess what I think you're saying.
You know what's fucked up?
It's schmegma.
At the gynecologist office yesterday, I blanked. I've been blanking a lot lately. And I'm sitting there like this. And I was like, I just had a question about my, you know, she's like, your vagina. And she's sitting there with her gloves on, with her assistant, my legs open. And I'm like, hold on, just give me a moment. You know, the stuff that in your vagina. And she's like, what are you trying to say? And I was like, just give me a moment. Discharge. And she's like, oh, yeah, what about it? And apparently, so we all have discharge.
Yeah.
But I haven't really had normal discharge. Like, I don't really have a lot. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that it was because... most likely because of my PCOS. And so I'm not ovulating. And so when you're ovulating is when you get the thicker, like, gushing
of out. Ovulating is when you get the egg white.
It feels very wet down there.
Yeah, and, like, milky. And so I've never really had that. Maybe every now and then. Mm-hmm. But so I was like, I just have a question about my discharge. It's like milk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, it's just like, you know, kind of all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, there's like milk running down my leg or something. And she was like,
you're lying.
No, really, this is yesterday. You can call milk her and ask
dripping
her. Yeah, it's like all of a sudden it like gushes and you're like
gushes.
I feel the gush. Yeah,
it's like all of a sudden it'll be like a
oh, I know that, but it's not milk, it's like egg white.
It's sperm. It's like, just sperm from.
But it's not as thick for me. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what's throwing me off. I'm thinking of a thin milk.
Yeah, it's like a milky. Like,
it's 1%.
It's like skim. It's like the top of the yogurt.
Yeah, it's a skimmed part.
Yeah.
Well, that's not milk on the top of the yogurt. That's a clear.
We should. The Go-Go Queen knows all about.
I know. Is it gloopy, gloppy? Like,
gloopy and gloppy are the same thing.
They're not. They're not.
Anyhow, she was like, "I'll take a look." So she goes in with the speculum.
Yeah, the speculum.
The little duck mouth.
Uh-huh. Ugh, worst thing.
I used to ask for the small one, small size. So she goes, but now that I'd be fucking ass with the big one.
One time the small one got lost in you. What happened? Why can't they?
My mom is calling. Hey, Mom.
Yes?
You called me.
Well, you said, hey, Mom, and so I said, yes.
What are you calling for?
You're
going to
tell me something. When you said, hey, Mom, I thought you were going to tell me something.
Yeah, what I was going to tell you is like, what up?
Why are you
calling? Is that funny? Wait, just before you say anything, you are on a podcast right now with me, Kalila, and Esther.
Oh.
Is she microwaving something?
Okay.
What was your first impression of Esther? Like, did you think...
I don't remember.
I think she met my mom before she met me. Well, I know she did.
Mom, what are your thoughts about Kalila?
I love Kalila.
Oh, but she said that, like, I love Kalila.
Yeah, like, not Esther, but I love Kalila. My mom's obsessed with you.
Well, remember when I asked your mom after she met your boyfriend, what'd she think of him? And she wouldn't, she, like a script she would not stray from. She kept saying, I've met him before. I've met him before.
This is what I think of Esther. Esther had in her mind what she wanted to do, and she went for it and was not going to stop at not getting it.
Translation is, and you haven't done it yet.
Like, she did the interviews on the street. She did all kinds of things.
I'm telling you, every single month, maybe, she'll reference something since I moved here that's like, well, Esther did this. Oh my God, that's so you should have done this because Esther did it.
All parents do that.
why don't you get back to stand up? Esther did it.
All parents do it.
100%.
Did you see? Parents. She'll write to me. What is this? And it's a screenshot of something you've just posted on Instagram.
Oh my God, that's so annoying.
And I'm like, it's what it looks like. It's a picture of Esther in front of a tree. Well, what is she doing?
Dude, the last time I was home, my mom, I was like, Mom, did I gain weight? And she's like, well, if you have to ask. It's like our moms. It's just like, you're never going to be good. Yeah. Set your mom free.
Mom, love you. We're going to go.
Thank you, Jerry.
Bye.
Bye.
That is true about you, Esther.
What?
Say what you will about sweet little Esther, but you have a fortitude and a persistence that is unmatched. And thank I have so you, much Coco. Respect for you.
It's insane.
Thank you.
Yeah, you want it, you get it.
It's like you have to be insane to do that.
Jenna, you guys, I'm going to plug it on her behalf because she sucks at self-promotion. I'm not great at self-promotion either, but ooh, she's worse than me. At?
Oh, the people.
Everyone knows I have the sweatiest armpits in Los Angeles. And one of the things that I am never, despite having the sweatiest armpits, is smelly. That's Esther, true. You can attest to this. Yeah. You smelled my armpits. And that is because Jenna has the best concoction of homemade deodorants. So everybody go to, is it by it. Tia Jenna?
It's, oh, which is also a name that Esther came up with.
It's called Pit Stop by Tia Jenna.
Mm-hmm. And so the brand is by Tia Jenna.
So where do you go to get it?
Go to my Instagram, and then which is Jenna Jumenez. And then in the profile, it says by Tia Jenna. And you just click on it and follow. Or you can just go to, I think, by Tia. It's in my Instagram.
There is no.
Kalila, you go back to the promotion side.
Yeah, you shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
No, but honestly, this is, it's so crazy that this is something that you make, because literally I would not be able to show up at work without this. It's weird.
It just works. That's all.
It's like you fucking took your crazy, wacko, genius brain and you made something really good, and I'm like obsessed.
You know what
and
sucks?
Is that, can I have some of that? Yeah.
There can be no better test subject than me. That's you'd be hard true. Pressed to find a better test subject
or
than me.
Or Esther for smell.
I love
wetness for me, smell of Esther. And you did a fucking genius job. So everybody
thank
go
you.
Get Pit Stop.
I
be
love
like me
smell.
And Esther.
I
you know what sucks
smell.
Is that I didn't. Sosie always says she emotionally connects with the smell.
I do too.
Yeah.
In fact,
when she feels ooh. Anxious sometimes, she just goes.
Yeah. It's a very grounding smell. My armpits, look, if you need a good whiff of relaxation, just smell my armpits.
And I started making it like 6 years ago, but because I'm very bad at business.
Well, I was the
okay,
one that was
stop
like.
Stop talking there. So go to Instagram.
She's not bad
B-Y
at business. Pit Stop.
Tia Jenna, BYTIAJENNA on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And there's an email. It's where you can place your orders, guys.
Yes, the
I'm
email.
The one that told her, get a fucking sticker with a label, make it look real cute. And she did finally.
Yeah, Esther was like, come to me when you want to be real about this. And I was like,
we should give her, do you like money?
Yeah, you guys, thank you so much for joining us on the special episode of our podcast / YouTube show, whatever you want to call it, trash bag of slugs. I'm so happy that people finally got to see Jenna on, because I know Jenna has a lot of fans.
We reference you so much.
Yeah, people, and I'm also so happy for the people who don't know Jenna yet and now know that she's insane.
She's one of us. She's a slug.
She's a slug. She's the OG slug.
She's a busy slug, though. Busy-bodied slug.
Always
busy-bodied. It's like, what am I
actually doing? And I highly recommend following her. I feel like there's so much everyone can learn from her.
Y'all are so sweet.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye.